This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
1 o'clock hour here on a Fan Club Friday. Cody Engel.
Hell yeah.
Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. Real quick housekeeping, just because right before the break we were talking about it. Someone did find the elf on the shelf in the office. We're close.
Alex was very close.
They finally sent out a clue that said a chew. So we were all looking for Kleenex boxes. I found the supply closet that had 20 boxes, and I thought I was close. It was inside of a Kleenex box on someone's desk. I would not have dug through someone's Kleenex box. But, you know, somebody else won it.
In fairness, somebody on the text line 7 minutes ago while we were downstairs looking said, bottom of a tissue box.
That's pretty good. That was before they had the clue.
Was it our boss texting in? How could you even know?
A chew clue, you know?
Yeah,
so anyway, congrats to our buddy Sam over at KMBZ, who won the
local. I like when
prize,
the producers win, you know.
We'll find out tomorrow what the prize is. But in the meantime, though, let's open up a couple drinks. We've got your younger brother.
Yeah, that's right. This is my brother Stefan.
Hello.
What's going on,
He's
man?
He's coming to join us for drinks.
Good. He also must have heard us talking because he brought in some good store-bought chocolate chip cookies.
This is exactly what you wanted in this whole time.
I will say, but the chocolate chip cookies that I had from downstairs were very good. I just told you that I don't think like the store-bought cookies are as bad as you make it out to be. Like these,
I didn't say they're bad cookies. They're not as good as homemade.
Like these aren't Chips Ahoy. I wouldn't want Chips Ahoy. But these are like, you know, it's like it's the thick chocolate chunk too, which is always good.
Cody lives where the air is crisp, as you guys know. Especially when it comes to baking items.
If you bake, man, I told him he's doing too much with this pistachio.
It's a lot.
Orange, whatever, zest and chocolate. It's a lot going on, man.
I did have one, though, and I will say it was delicious.
See?
It was. And I tasted the pistachio.
And he would tell me the truth if this is the case. I did see you decided to wear your Broncos hoodie.
Of course.
I've told you before, my dad and I told you one of my siblings is a Broncos fan. But in fairness, this is a pretty, I mean, it's not as easy as last year to make fun of them, but you're still like over them, you know?
It's still not. It's been a rough go. And so I had to represent it just simply because we actually have a winning record.
Yeah.
We have some sort of future, I think. We'll see if there's a sophomore slump or how these last four games go. But I'm excited.
I sent you one text after that block field goal. I was like, how's it going, man? How you feeling?
Because
that block field goal, I mean, that's just like devastation.
It
stuff.
Was. And I was with my kid, Carter, who's 8. He doesn't understand, you know, like personal space, certainly. And especially when a victory happens, he was jumping and just in my face, directly in my face. And I was obviously devastated.
You mean this was the block?
This was the block.
And I remember texting Cody saying, I think this is how I felt after we got destroyed in the Super Bowl by the Seahawks. This is about how I felt because that game was over so early that I was like devastated and I got over it quickly. Not this time.
I realized you didn't have headphones on, so I stopped playing the cut because I was trying to play that play-by-play of Kevin Harlan of the block field goal. Then we got just headphones now. That's why you're probably like, what is he saying when he says, is this the one? As you were talking, the Harlan call was...
My bad.
No, you're good. But
He'd like to inflict maximum pain. He'd like to actually hear the block.
It was brutal. It was honestly so brutal. I took the next day, didn't work at all, drank
you
the entire day.
You took the day off?
JC and I, my wife, we went to our favorite restaurant, BC Bistro up in Northland. We got hammered. I was hammered because I just couldn't take it.
And what day of the week did they play?
A Sunday.
So you like just on a Monday, drinking
first
on a Monday?
Of all, let's not like act like that's out of the character for me here. That's totally possible. But
you guys
certainly.
Are definitely brothers. I mean, this is this whole thing, going back to the this makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, here. That's how it works. Mm-hmm. One of your kids is a Broncos fan?
Yes, I have converted Sutton, who's 5, because his last name is... Cortland Sutton's last name, obviously. And so I got him a Sutton jersey.
It's like Vinny.
And he's
Viking
pretty
Vinny
excited about it. So That's been nice to have someone to cheer with.
But Carter came up. He watched Patrick Mahomes play, and he's like, that's it.
I mean, our producer, Drew, he's probably going to name his son Burrow, so it'll be Burrow Nixon, I expect, will be the name. He's like, actually, that's not a bad idea.
I haven't thought of that name, but sure, yeah.
Burrow Nixon. Either that or it's going to be Jamar Nixon, one of the two. Or Burrow Chase Nixon.
Burrow sounds like a pet name.
Chase Burrow Nixon.
Somebody's asking how you became a Broncos fan. I said, our dad is a Broncos fan.
Yeah, my dad.
My dad grew up in Kansas City. So our dad grew up in Kansas City. You'd be like, well, how did he end up a Broncos fan? As a little kid, he's probably like our kids, right? He's like, he liked the Chiefs and the Broncos. The Chiefs lost that overtime game on Christmas Day, and he said it ruined Christmas. He that day quit the Chiefs, became a Broncos fan, and stayed forever. See, he did both because we spent a lot of time in Colorado. And so, like, I think he kind of like, they were like, oh, they're kind of both my team because I'm a kid. And they ruined Christmas, and that was it. He quit.
See, I'm excited that he's a Broncos fan because I wouldn't be. But at the same time, that's kind of not a great move. You don't quit.
I agree.
You wouldn't quit just because the Chiefs had Christmas ruined last year.
They didn't.
Would I have? I would have quit already, obviously, based on the last
decade. It was pretty good for you for like the first 15 years of your childhood.
No, I understand. I have it very good.
Yeah.
But and the last 10 years, good. I would have quit.
So between you're the younger brother though. So like, was Cody the typical older brother? Like, was Cody trying like bullying you around? What was going on here?
No more than Jairus bullied me. No. I think it's a pretty normal amount.
Yeah, we had one fight, one legitimate fight. We call it the milk fight.
he alluded to this earlier.
We broke the oven knob, and
I did nothing wrong.
Fault, probably.
Yes, I cleaned the house all the time as a kid, and Cody never did.
Oh, okay.
Keep a tidy house now.
Yeah, well, he didn't then, and I had to clean the entire house all the time, and I did, and nobody cared, and Cody just brought an empty bowl and set it in the sink, and I go, can you at least wash it? And then he shoved me as I was drinking.
I was drinking
out of the milk jug, of course, because we're the taps. So.
Right out of the milk jug, huh?
Kids, we did that all the time. All the time.
He shoved me, and then I threw the milk at him, and then we fought.
And the milk was everywhere.
It was everywhere. We were slipping and sliding, and at one point, he slipped and his foot kicked my face, and then he ended the fight. He's like, so now what? I was like, yeah, I beat you. Like, I won because I was pounding him.
I still don't think that's the case.
That was.
That's revisionist history.
And then, I don't know. And then he socked me twice in the eye, and I cried, and that was it. So he won the fight at the end.
He said, what do you mean? I won the fight. And then I just clocked him twice, and then the fight was over.
Okay.
Yeah. But in fairness, that was maybe our only... I got in more physical fights with our older brother, Jairus, than I did with you.
Yeah,
we for the most part, we shared a room. We kept peace.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we shared a room till what? I was 15?
Yeah. Yeah.
High school? There's seven of us, right? I mean, you couldn't, your own space.
On the Jay Southland Social Service text line, 913-586-7965, wants to know, is this the brother that might have crapped in a gum bucket?
Oh, God.
Why are we...
fairness, this was a drop on our show a million times. Yeah.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah, I have to own that one. That was you. Yeah, we were working at a concession stand, and we were always playing pranks on each other. And so I told my buddy Brandon Blaylock, I said, "Hey, man, go get us a bucket of gum. We need it." And I had crap in it. And he was like, "I'm not opening that. I know what you did." He knew. It was unbelievable how he knew.
No, he knew immediately.
And there
was no mystery.
I haven't done it since. If that makes anybody feel better.
That was it. Just that one time.
You know, you get one opportunity to do that in your life.
Textline is asking what we're drinking today. Gold is drinking a garage beer.
Yeah, this is the lime one.
I'm drinking a hazy IPA from Vine Street Brewing. Have you been over there, Gold?
I have, actually. That's I went with my
brewery down in the Vine Street area.
Yeah, we went. I went this summer now with my now brother-in-law. By the time it was my sister's fiance. We went with them and checked it out. It's a really, like, so if you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. You go downstairs, and it's really cool what they've done with the building. There's a nice little outdoor area as well if you go a nice time of year. And obviously, the beer's pretty darn good, too.
Steal your camera for a minute.
Oh, go for it.
Show people the beer. Plus, people are like, how close do you guys look together? Can we see you both on camera together for a minute?
There's definitely similarities, for sure. Yeah. Definitely similarities. People are wondering if there's a brothers song duet coming up today in the 1 o'clock hour.
You didn't really
sing
much.
Do you sing? What do you make? No. Be honest. Have you heard most of his songs?
Of course. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Does he send you every week
new
songs?
No. Every once in a while he'll send something, but no, for the most part, I'll catch it because my friends send me stuff all the time. That's what happens. I'll go to a store. I went golfing once, and we're at the starter, and he's like, "Stephen Tapp," and I was like, "Yeah, that's me." He's like, He was like a 90-year-old guy. He's like, oh my gosh, is your brother Cody Tapp? I was like, yes, that's my brother.
You know, you sound so disappointed.
It was just like, I just, let me hit the golf ball here, man. Like, this is Cody Tapp. No, I didn't care. I think it's so funny, though, because I'll go to the grocery store, and is your brother Mr. Tapp? And that's my brother Jairus. And I'm like, yep, that's my brother.
Because he's taught for so long. So, there's gotcha. Like a million people that know him via proxy.
Yeah,
too.
There's nobody in banking like, hey, do you know Stephen Tapp at the bank? Like, wow, that's impressive. No.
So you're we don't have to say where you're in banking though. Yeah. Okay, you're in banking. You all know Cody and I have had a lot of fun with this Chiefsaholic story. What's fun, my one of my brother-in-laws is also in banking. I've actually never talked about the whole Chiefsaholic thing. What's your take on that? And basically, when it comes to that whole story, what's your reaction? Because obviously, I mean, it's a very serious thing.
It's very intriguing because he's funding his excitement around the Chiefs by robbing banks. Mm-hmm. So no, it's, I mean, honestly, to be close to some of the robberies that have occurred in Kansas City market, it can be pretty frightening for a lot of employees. It's especially if there's weapons involved. We have at the banks, and other banks have this as well, teams that'll come in and help support them and talk to them. So it's, you know, it's not okay.
The guy's way more serious.
It is. And I don't mean to make it I'm just saying, yeah.
No, there's the
actual human element of it.
For
yeah.
sure. And if the upcoming Amazon doc that's coming out, we'll likely explain that more, too, and yep. kind of tell the full story. But the way that thing took off was absolutely insane.
It's crazy. And, I mean, I don't know. I would just say don't rob banks. That's a bad idea.
Yeah, Textline was asking as well. There's a lot of questions for you, man. A lot of questions.
Hey. Well, you know what? You don't get somebody else's sibling. Yeah, I had suggested we do a family one down the road where maybe a couple of siblings or a couple of Alex's siblings. I'm going to make the fan club a family affair one time. Might have to do summer because I got some teachers.
Yeah.
And then your sister is a teacher. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know, maybe that, you know, your twin sister's a teacher. Yep. So summers might be the play.
No, I think the lake house.
Well, that's the thought. With Cody and Gold at the lake. The sales staff's working on something. Maybe we'll move.
But if that doesn't pan out, we need to pick a date so we can Cody and Gold at the lake.
People are saying though, Cody's handed out advice though in regards to banking though, and that's where people.
That's debatable. I have just spoken about the ways in which the bank I worked at for a brief period of time was robbed. Successfully.
I wouldn't listen to Cody's banking takes for sure. Yeah.
I did not make it very long in banking.
Yeah. He counted money for a little bit, and that was that.
He's an expert. He counted money. Yeah. He's an expert in banking.
Although I told someone the other day, and is someone who works in like a bank now versus like the year I worked in it 20 years ago, I told them that my drawer limit, like the amount of money they allowed me to have in my drawer, was $100,000, and they almost lost it.
That's insane.
That's how much they let me have. I don't know. That's just how much was in there.
I won't tell you what it is now because obviously we shouldn't share that, but yeah. Absolutely not $100,000.
Yeah, no
less way. Than that.
That just doesn't make any. I mean, that seems like a crazy amount of money to
honestly,
have.
Honestly, I was like 20, you know, I was like 21 years old. Like, you're trusting a 21-year-old with, like, and of course they just tell you, like, eh, you know, whatever. Like, make sure you're keeping a trade. You're like, yeah, okay, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money to count all the time, but sure, you got it.
Well, you also, not just embezzlements, but if somebody robs you, you don't have that much money in your drawer.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. So we previously just discussed. I don't know how much he got away in Bixby. How much did he try to steal
overall
in Bixby?
So
it was like $188,000 or something?
Overall, I believe the FBI said across the robberies, like $800,000+, they believe, which is myths. That's a significant amount
of money. How many banks did he hit?
Gosh, what was it? I just watched the doc. We're not allowed to talk about the doc until the 20th, but
I mean, what are they going to do? Not show us the next one?
No, but the FBI
thing. Like, I'm getting real close.
No, but it's public knowledge now of how many banks. I just don't remember the number. Honestly don't remember.
I think it was like 188,000 total or something.
No. It's 800 and something thousand.
I think it's six to eight
banks maybe across Iowa, like Minnesota, Oklahoma.
Was it takeover robberies? Like, was he like had a weapon, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he
Some of them were like paintball. They were like, but it appeared to be a weapon. But
it doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like,
the teller doesn't know that. That's the whole thing, and why, you know, it's armed robbery.
Yeah, it's not great.
17 years in prison.
Who do you think would be the second best on radio out of us? Jairus? Dry? Seth? Seth is probably more of the personality.
Between
everybody else, it's not me.
Me.
You?
Yeah.
You're just going to say you?
I'm not going to, like, sit there and give up a possible reoccurrence appearance here.
Did you do the closed circuit TV in high school, too?
Yeah. GTV, man.
GTV.
I was a sports guy.
So, in Winnetonka, they had closed circuit TV. It aired a couple times a week old. And you'd just be like a TV anchor for the sports program.
For sure.
I did it when we were in high school, and I couldn't remember if you had done it or not.
Yeah, we had it in our high school.
How often did it air? Ours.
Well, every Friday.
Started, it was three days a week.
Oh, no. It was on Fridays. We had a, it was called ONW Now, okay? It was Lathe Northwest. And then there was a sports segment we called Game Day Northwest. And
creative.
Hosted that, yeah, right? We had his fancy intro and everything, you know?
No,
Game
Seth,
Day Northwest.
I think Seth would be good. Jairus would probably be good, too, because he's funny. He's just dry, but he's pretty funny.
Well, to get the whole dynamic.
Yeah.
Any of your siblings you think they'd be good on the radio?
I don't know who would be willing to come on the radio. That'd be the thing.
Oh, like, wow. You think
brother,
that they wouldn't be willing?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. The one that's an attorney, I don't know if he would want to be on there. He's, I don't know, being an attorney, if you want to come on the show. The other one's in banking as well. I just don't know if he, I'm not sure. My twin sister would probably come on in the summertime.
Yeah. I was like, what's, you know.
She's probably.
She was a performer. She was
probably
a professional ballerina.
I think she would probably maybe come on the show. I don't know if any of my other siblings.
She's a teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's she teaching? Or can you, you're not supposed to say probably.
In Blue Valley. Okay. In Blue Valley.
Yeah, I was about to say, maybe give the district, but not the school.
I don't know the rules here. So.
Well, it's there's no rule. It's just like, how much of your personal information do you want on the internet?
Right.
On air?
Like me crapping in a bucket.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, thanks, man.
In fairness, I never named you as the person. I just said, at the time, somebody would have had to have worked with us and knew that you worked there and the other two didn't. You know?
No.
They
I don't know.
Now that is public. And there's nothing you can do about
it. It's out there now.
It's like, wow. All right.
You know what? Tell us the worst things you've ever done. Let's make a whole segment out of the worst things you think you've ever done. All right. You guys want to get to a random question?
Yeah, let's do it.
We don't need the sound, Drew. It's fine.
No, there it is.
Oh, there you go. All right. For you, Gold. For you, Stefan. For you, Drew. Text line 913-586-7965. You want to see us? We're on video, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. See me and Stefan at the moment on here. Question I have for you related to watching like a streaming service this weekend. I don't want an all-time answer. I want a this-year answer. What is the commercial this year you can't see anymore? If I got to watch that janitor and that Amazon commercial sing one more damn time, I'm out. I can't watch that one anymore. I'm over it. So I just want to know the commercial you're done with for the rest of the year.
I mean, a
you
lot
don't
of
want
it
to
was,
see it again.
A lot of it happened during the Royal season on the Bally app.
Oh, that like he's an adventure. What like that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, that and then like It Is Both got old quick.
It Is Both.
Good commercial. Like good commercial. We all remember. That's
effective.
The goal. But after a while, when it was the same three or four commercials on the Bally app all summer, and like the sound effects of like the ocean and like bats, and it was awful after a while. Every commercial break.
Boy, you'll have to think about that. You go.
What's I yours? Said mine is that guy singing from
oh,
Amazon.
You did. Okay.
Drew, do you have an answer?
The Jardians commercials for a lot of people, I think.
The Bundele Ruski.
I can't watch Andy Reid.
Hater.
Hater.
I have
Hater.
The one. No,
Hater
he's
right there. Hater.
Right.
This that, might be no, because you guys awful. Aren't Chiefs
no,
fans.
No, it's not. It is the most annoying. Andy has been outstanding in the other ones, but the Bundele.
Bundele Ruski.
Yeah, it's cringeworthy, as the text line said. The text line said it's cringeworthy. Yes, it is. It's cringe.
It's not great. It's not great.
If
I agree
Burrow,
with that
if Burrow was in it, you would think it's
no,
the greatest commercial
I would
of all
hate
time.
It just as much.
That was Mike Shanahan.
If it was a Dunkin' Donuts commercial and Jamar Chase were putting donuts in each other's face like they were in post game the other night,
I
you would have thought
different.
It was the best thing.
I think that's different.
I would hate it even worse if it was my team doing that, because I'd be like, why are you doing this? Please don't do this.
Someone said anything with Jennifer Coolidge's annoying voice.
She's got that Discover commercial, you know?
Yeah. Debbie. At the end of the Debbie.
It's funny, the second we start doing some of them, you're like, I know exactly what you're talking
about.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, it's not even one the ones you ignored. I will say that, like, was there a single person who watched Royals on Bally's who turned into that guy's family, wildlife, adventure, family podcast? Is there a single person that went to find that podcast?
No, I don't know. I don't know anybody that did.
What did they pay? Like $500 and they got to run that ad 6 million times?
I don't know. It's part of Bally programming, though, right? On the I think it's like part of their.
Somebody from the 913 said the know. One commercial about the bent carrot.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. The Ozempic commercial.
Yeah. don't want to have a bent carrot, Drew. Don't want to have that.
I know.
That's a disease, man.
I'll tell you right now, your upstairs neighbor doesn't.
Oh, okay. All right.
Drew's been having trouble. He lives in an apartment. Uh-oh. He says his late night, he's been hearing sex being a little too loud.
Oh.
It's been a little too loud.
Is that still happening?
I'm not going to answer that because I don't want to jinx anything. So I'm not answering the question.
His neighbors, yeah.
Yeah.
Very loud.
Okay.
Very
good loud. For them.
That's what I said.
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Drew. Deal with it, man.
I think that's the risk of living in an apartment.
Well, don't make him feel bad for living in an apartment.
No, it's I just like, said that's the...
I'm sure he did not love it.
It must be nice to live in a house, Cody.
Yeah, Cody. We're all Cody nice. Tab.
Jeez. It must be nice.
That's not what I was suggesting. I just think that that's a part of
we
apartment
know, we
living.
Know which brother's more sensitive and which one's a little more humble, you know?
He lives in a bigger house than me.
He's nothing. I didn't make fun of him for living in an apartment. That, no.
Wait, that would be his lake house we went to. I have one
that's
house.
That's true. He's got the lake
My
house.
My wife has two houses. Yeah. Get it right.
She definitely is the breadwinner of the family.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's a bombshell. I had to say it because she's probably listening.
Smart man.
Probably
smart.
Listening.
Smart.
She should
smart.
Be. She's smart.
She should say a lot of really nice things about her. This is your chance.
Yeah. She knows how I feel. It's all good.
Yeah. I think what happens is, like, in any relationship where it's clear one person is, like, shooting above their grade, they make it very... The person never knows that they don't feel that way. I want to make it very clear how happy I am in this situation. Yeah. Because... Yeah.
I'm not ruffling feathers. Yeah, no, thanks. Yeah.
Although,
we're good.
In fairness, I think all of us, all of the siblings have a tendency to, like, drive their significant others insane on purpose. We're really bad at, like, knowing the thing that bothers you and not being able to let it go quick enough.
But wait, go back to that.
You like
one.
You like pick on JC and things, you know, like if she's like, oh, Stefan,
yeah.
Stop.
Oh, yeah.
You
like,
keep
I'll like
going
antagonize
at.
Her just yes. to mess around. Yeah. Like earlier today before I left, I was dribbling a basketball in the house and I was like posting up on her and she was like, please stop. My legs hurt from. I was like, no. And I just kept doing it. She just finally sat on the couch. I was like, all right, I guess this is over.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
That's exactly what I'm talking yeah. about.
It's a fan club Friday here on Cody and Gold. We've got Cody's younger brother, Stefan, hanging out with us, drinking some beers, getting ready for the weekend. A couple of people wanted me to remind Cody and also get your opinion on this. That's a good point. Earlier today, Cody was officially named the quote Richard of the Week by our morning show's host Dusty Likens.
Unfair. So,
yeah, Richard of the Week. Mm. Cody's the first host at the station
what
to be named
did
that.
You do.
He accused somebody of stealing it, or he was accused of stealing Dusty's tweet,
which I didn't. Then, which I didn't.
And then Cody like shamed Dusty and said, "Well, my tweets get more likes." Like he was a 17-year-old.
Oh no!
Yeah. That I regret that part. I've already made that clear.
Well,
but my back was against the wall. I was being accused of something I didn't do.
So you had it in fired back.
Yeah, yes,
very mature.
Oh, you're going to attack me?
I'm mature. I'm attacking you.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's why it's essentially a teenage
but
fight.
Why'd you steal the tweet then?
I didn't.
Aha, aha.
I'm trying to figure that out.
I swear to God, if you bring up Jay's shoes in this moment, I'm going to lose it. This is like the one thing in our family that Stefan, I have to defend myself to my grave on.
See, here's the thing, though. Dusty called in and had me pull up. This is Dusty's notepad. And Dusty had me, hey, look at my notepad. And Dusty had written down the exact same stats and had tweeted before Cody.
Maybe they're just very smart together, mm-hmm. or maybe Cody's a thief. I'm not
or
sure.
Or maybe Dusty didn't timestamp those, and those could be from any time.
Yeah, most people on the text, I think you...
After somebody texted into the show.
Think you're... They're calling you Little Tap now. Yeah. They think Little Tap sounds like older Mac. Mac's our morning show producer. Mm,
okay.
They think he sounds like an older version of Mac. I can... There's some moments I can see it a little bit.
I definitely don't like hearing my voice at all.
Oh, in the headphones? Yeah.
That's just something you got to get used to.
Yeah, that's everybody.
Yeah, hate
Nobody
that.
Likes the sound of their own voice because it's higher than you think about it
I
in your own
sound
head.
Sound like nasally or something. It's terrible. It's awful.
That's just one of the risks of
like,
doing
you guys
radio.
You're hanging out with me still with this voice? That's terrible, dude. I feel horrible for you guys.
It's pretty tough for all of us, but we're managing. Through
so how do we if the sales staff doesn't come through how do we navigate this lake house thing in the summer
we'll
we gotta take
it.
The show on the road here.
We'll just go
okay
yeah it's open
you'll we'll take people it. Out in spurts on the boat
we'll just go on the boat we'll hang out
because we want it to be like a revolving door of people on the air
yeah
essentially.
Oh I told Jace before I left I said I got to make sure that I open up the lake house and she's like go for it
okay yeah we just need we can choose our date
I like
maybe
it
put one on paper no matter
well,
what
we might want to yeah let's get we'll give you like three dates.
Okay.
Or you guys give us a few dates, and we'll figure out which ones. Because we start mapping it out really early in the season, because every week we have something down there.
I like it.
I got to choose. So we choose our lake date. And then if it works out with sales, okay. Fine. Mm-hmm. If not, we've got a place to be.
I like it.
We've got our spots, or we have two lake days. You know? At the lake, it's essentially just the fan club, but like right when 10 o'clock starts, we're already having a drink.
Yes, the entire show.
Yeah.
The entire show. Yeah. All right, coming up next, I do want to talk a little sports. We'll talk some Chiefs, where you're at on this team. We'll give our game predictions, and we'll catch up on what's going on elsewhere in sports this week, including, once again, Bill Belichick and some new details out around his contract as we continue. It's the Fan Club Friday at 96.5 The Fan. Back here on a Fan Club Friday, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. We've got Little Tapp, one of Cody's brothers, Stefan, hanging out
baby
with us.
Tap?
Yeah, there's a baby Tapp, yeah. A Little Tapp.
He's used to that.
Yeah.
He said he wanted to call you Steven earlier. Yeah. Stefan's still not a super common
name. It doesn't,
name.
Unless you say it a ton, it just doesn't flow as easy when you're not used to saying.
Honestly, as a unit, we do not have a lot of serious names. Like Kennedy and Stefan and Cody, those aren't.
Jairus is a unique
Cody
name, Jairus. Though.
Cody is not an adult's name. That is a 12-year-old's name. And that's it.
What are you going to do? Graduate from college?
I'm
going to
be bankrupt. And when I retire, I'm going to become bankrupt.
No, you're not doing that.
Why not?
Your brother's like, no.
You can't steal grandpa's name like that. You can't just be like, I'm Banny now.
Well, he's alive, so no. You know?
I obviously know that, but I'm saying when he dies, hopefully in 30 years.
Oh, man.
He'll be 126,
yeah.
He's 94 years old.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
And he's kicking ass.
That's awesome.
He's the man. He's the man.
Banny's what all the ski bunnies would call him. We'd go to Breck. We'd go in the off season, and he'd walk into all the bars and be like, "Banny!" You're like, "Oh my god, what world am I living in?"
We're drinking a couple of beers heading the weekend. I'm drinking a little garage beer,
I'm
a classic
from Vine
lime.
Street.
You got a little Vine Street.
I got a little Strange
Days.
First
owned Black Brewery.
Strange Days Brewing Company. Here.
Nice.
Yeah, those are some we had last week. Is that one good? I like sours.
Yeah, I like it.
Somebody said they got a sour at Vine Street. Said you ought to go try it.
Yeah, I saw the text that come through. You guys can keep texting us, 913-586-7965. We'll get to game predictions coming up in just a bit. Don't forget also, for those of you, this is the last weekend to go scan that QR code through the 15th at any Johnny's Tavern to enter for a chance to win a tailgate prize pack and the grand prize, all thanks to Yingling. Win a hosted party at the Johnny's Tavern of your choice. Each location is going to have a winner, so you don't have to miss out. Grab your friends, grab a Yingling, and get in on the action only at Johnny's Tavern. In partnership with 96.5 The Fan, your home for football fun. And Yingling, must be 21 or older to enter. So we'll get to this Cleveland game in a second. But an update, Drew was listening to Andy Reid's press conference, because on Fridays, you guys know, these are 60 seconds. They're not really always worth playing live.
They call them Fast Friday.
Fast Friday. DJ Humphries, as expected, did not practice today. Andy did not give a definitive answer, though, on who left tackle. Basically, we'll see. So I still think DJ Humphries not practicing all week. There's just no way he's playing Sunday.
Reserves that for very few players.
I just don't believe it. Why?
He's not playing.
For a guy that didn't play in 11 and a half months, he gets a hamstring injury. You're going to rush him back when your team's got 12 wins.
On a short week?
Makes no sense.
You only get six days of rest between the next one?
So is it Wanye or is it Tooney? I think you and I have agreed this week that because they went to Wanye at the end of the Chargers game, I think they're going to go back to Wanye on Sunday. The only way it's Joe Tooney is if they think Humphries is out for multiple weeks, and it's kind of like, okay, this is going to be our guy to get us through. We'll all find out together Sunday morning when inactives are announced, but I'll go ahead and pick that it's going to be Wanye at left tackle.
That's my guess, too. Mostly because they went to him in the middle of the game last year, because they still know break glass in case of emergency exists. If Wanye stinks and Myles Garrett is just ruining his day, and you'll just switch back to Tooney then. Doesn't matter.
What do you make of the left tackle mess?
It's a problem. Yeah. I mean,
you're not going to pretend.
I enjoy it personally as a Broncos fan, of course, but no, it's a problem. It's more of an issue. Like, you don't want to get him hurt. Like, you don't want to get the guy hurt. And Mahomes he's been beat up. I mean, he has been beat up, and he's obviously a tough guy. He's incredible. Best quarterback ever, in my opinion. I worry that one bad hit, That's done. And then you're this late in the season, if it's something real bad, you're looking in the next season, like, got to figure that out. And in the playoffs, you're not winning the Super Bowl left tackle that if you can't protect your quarterback, in my opinion.
Lots of things seem like they'd stop the Chiefs from winning Super Bowls, but nothing really has.
I know.
I will say, as a Broncos fan, there's a pretty good chance this Broncos-Chiefs game on Week 18 is going to be nothing.
Both teams might have backups.
No.
If your Broncos win against the Colts this Sunday, then I think they're in the playoffs.
That's
it's over.
That's the thing. This week, we got to beat the Colts. Got to go get the Colts done. And then we are a short week against the Chargers. And then you pull that game off, I think it's in LA. I think we would have the tiebreaker, because we'd have the head-to-head, or we'd be split on the head-to-head, then divisional. If we tied the divisional, then it goes to what, light games? Is that right? I think light games. And
something.
It's
the NFC South, and I don't think they did.
But if they lose this weekend, I think Denver's missing the playoffs.
I am
their schedule's too hard. I think if they lose to the Colts, they're not going to win enough games down the road. They're a good team, but they could still lose to Carson Wentz in Week 18 if it came to that, because that game will be close kind of no matter what. Denver's not some high-flying team from a scoring perspective.
Also, the defense was really, really bad against Cleveland. Looked so bad.
They let up 32, 31.
Yeah, and Jerry Jeudy put up 240 against us. I get it's a retaliation game for him. I get that. But at the same time, he was wide open the entire time. And I don't know why. I never got the explanation why they didn't just have Surtain just travel with them the whole time.
Some teams don't. Like, the simple answer is some teams don't do that.
But he does.
The Kansas City Chiefs historically haven't. But yeah, Surtain does.
But he does. He does it all the time. He has shut down so many receivers this year, and then for whatever reason, they let Judy run crazy.
Some of the other games that, other than Chiefs Browns, and we'll have our picks again coming up shortly. But in addition to the Detroit Buffalo game, which has massive implications, what do you make of the Eagles Steelers? You know, this is the first of a 3-game stretch for Pittsburgh, Philly, Baltimore, and Kansas City. And we've all still been hesitant about what we think of Pittsburgh. I think they're definitely better than we all thought they were even a month ago. Russ is playing a lot better. But in terms of number one seed, or actually, can they go and win multiple playoff games? That's still my question. They're going to win a playoff game. I think the Steelers will. If they end up as the wild card and they don't win their division, and they get to go to the 4-seed Texans, I think I'll pick the Steelers to win that game. But do I think they're going to Buffalo?
Yeah, 21-18 or something.
Sure. Are they going to Buffalo? Are they going to Kansas City? I don't believe it. But if the Steelers beat the Eagles and then beat the Ravens or beat the Chiefs during this stretch
and get to the 2-seed
and win 2 of the 3 or something like that, then I think we do have to start truly looking at the Steelers differently. Because then at some point, hey, Russ is good enough to beat the Eagles or good enough to beat the Ravens and the Chiefs.
I think if you just close your eyes and you pretend that Russell Wilson was the player he was when he got traded from Seattle, as you put him in Pittsburgh, you would actually buy into them way more. But having to watch him as the Broncos starter for a year kind of ruined the, like, I don't know, man. Is it there? Like, can you do it again? Can you be that postseason performer again? Because, again, if this is Seattle Russ and he just did this immediately, you would actually be like, well, I take the Steelers serious. Mike Tomlin, Russell Wilson. That year he played for Denver, it's like, it was so bad.
It was weird.
2 years. It's like, it's just so bad.
Yeah, it was. I would say that Eagles matchup, I'm interested to see how they come back after that. You know, they're, well, who's
the
that?
Brandon Graham stuff?
Very interesting.
When he was like, they don't even like each other anymore.
What are you doing?
He said A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts were once, you know, basically they were good friends, but, you know, that's not really the case anymore.
Why would you, even if that's true,
I don't know
why
would
you share that?
That's, no.
That's ridiculous.
Know, sometimes you share that your brother pooped in a gum bucket. Sometimes you share other stuff.
You know, you get on the radio.
You share things sometimes.
Yeah, you get on the radio and you just want to tell all. You know, anything else you want to tell about Cody, by the way?
Oh, yeah, I got a lot.
No. Come on now.
We don't have enough time.
That's right.
There is a lot to get into. The Taft family's a lot to break down, you know?
There's a ton of you. There's a ton of you.
There's a lot of us. Half of us have a criminal history. Half?
Do you,
criminal history? Not me.
I said half. Three.
You?
3 out of 7, at least. Me,
I feel
Devin,
like busted some mailbox.
I feel like
me, Devin, and Kennedy at least have a criminal record.
I feel like you being in banking means there's no criminal record.
Yeah.
So.
No, I'm clean.
I think his is pretty clean.
He is squeaky clean. The worst thing he ever did that did not get charges was he left the scene of an accident when he hit with a gator.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
You did what now?
He was driving a gator, like the small green, and he had a baseball drag in the back of it, and it clipped into a minivan.
Oh.
Yeah. And I ran away.
But then
I got caught.
17.
I got caught, though.
Yeah.
You weren't involved in the felonies of destroying mailboxes.
No, exactly.
He had nothing to do with that.
That was just Cody.
He was innocent of those crimes.
Yeah.
Never did any of those. I definitely have worse than him.
Textline wants to know, you guys, obviously, which of your siblings do you think was your parents' favorites?
Okay, so our mom died like 20 years ago. That's been forever now.
Yeah.
Not quite that long. 15. Who was mom's favorite? Devin?
Devin's probably both, honestly.
Honest to God?
Probably.
And
Definitely dad and Devin. There's no way.
So my dad definitely has a softer spot for the girls. So, like, I think his favorite is probably one of the sisters, and at this point, I would say Devin.
Definitely Devin.
Mom's tougher. That's like, I gotta, like, really rack the brain.
Yeah.
You were high up there because you were the baby.
That's the thing. It's kind of by default.
Well, no, in fairness, like, he was the baby, and so, like, and there was a time, like, when we were teenagers that, like, he was the last one living with my mom. So, like,
by the
time she passed, I imagine he was the favorite.
Yeah.
At different times of life, that might have moved a little bit. Well, who do you think dad's favorite is out of the boys?
Probably me. And I don't mean that to be arrogant.
I just mean that was crazy.
He bought your younger brother, Stefan, a car, but he didn't.
Oh, no, I didn't. I got my brother's hand-me-down Grand Am.
I still have some guilt for that. And you know what happened with that car, though? I kept it for probably 3 months, 6 months, not even.
That's
and then
it?
I bought another car, and I gave him all of his money back. I gave him the money back, and he paid off the loan. I was like, but it wasn't because I was being nice. I just wanted another car, so I should have kept it.
So you want to take credit for being nice.
No, I'm just letting you know what happened to the car so that you don't have, you know, jealousy. I did have guilt about that. I was like, gosh, this has to feel really bad for Cody.
It was for his high school graduation present.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So probably me. Just and also, I don't ruffle feathers at all. I just everybody just does their own thing.
What's Cody, that? What's that? What's that like?
I'm a decent peacekeeper. I'm not the biggest ruffler of feathers. I just like the older I get, the more I'm like I don't feel like pretending that that's
you know, I think like recent stuff has have occurred and everybody's getting upset about it, and I'm just like okay. Like, I'm too busy with my own stuff. And I don't mean that to be like, I'm so busy. Just,
Now someone wants to know our, the least favorite. I'm not doing that.
Let's do that, though. That sounds fun.
Least favorite?
For dad, least favorite?
Man, I don't know. Again, I don't think it could be any of the girls.
No, it's not the girls. Least, I mean, there was no least favorite, but probably him and Jairus had it out the most. So I guess if
they
I had
the,
to pick,
they had the bigger run-ins when we were kids.
Yeah, I would say if I had to pick, probably Jairus.
Jairus should have just added not favorite.
I think he would agree to that. He would also agree. That doesn't mean he doesn't love him.
That's
I think,
funny.
Right?
Yeah, I think so. I think you can at least save stuff on that. So.
Okay. Someone that could, thinking of siblings, we could go to, or children or whatever, we can go to someone that could probably be Bill Belichick's child. His girlfriend now together at UNC, she's like 24, he's 72 years old. He's coaching at North Carolina on a 5-year deal. We got some new details on it today, though.
On the contract?
On the contract itself, which the buyout is $10 million, but that ends in June, as in June of 2025, this coming June. Then it drops to $1 million. So before he even coaches a game, his buyout goes from $10 million to $1 million. So naturally, my question for you would be, if he has a great first year at North Carolina, like, and great, I don't know, we'll call it nine
wins. 10 wins. Okay.
Sure. Fine. Yeah, whatever.
We were going to say.
Yeah, whatever. And that happens. Does that convince NFL teams that maybe we made a mistake? We shouldn't have kind of like blackballed him, if you will, from the league, because it sounds like the league has said, we're done with you. Go coach college football. If that happens, do you think the $1 million buyout is nothing for another college program? It's nothing for an NFL team, that's for sure.
$10 million for an NFL team is nothing. Andy Reid probably makes double that, so you wouldn't care about paying Bill Belichick's buyout. It is weirdly low. You know what I equate this to more than him going to an NFL team? It is like, if he just wants out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think he
year just done with it?
Yeah, I think he might, like, he thinks he likes the idea of coaching college football, and he might decide he hates
But he doesn't have to, you can quit and not have to pay your buyout.
No, I know, but I feel like it's more equated to that. Like, if he just decided, like, I hate college football and I thought I'd like it, sure, I'll go take an NFL, like, I'll beg to get an NFL job now. Yeah. Versus, like, he's planning it out.
Isn't he begging already? Wasn't he pretty much begging already?
Well, I think he gave up on the begging. He didn't want to beg. That's why he took the college job, right? He's like, screw you guys. You don't think I'm good enough? I'll coach anywhere. I just like coaching. Someone said, I think it was, maybe it was, I wonder, Orlovsky. One of the guys at ESPN said they had sat down with him like not that long ago during one of these like ESPN broadcasts. And they were like, hey, do you still like coaching? He said, I love it. Every part of it. Watching film, teaching play. Like,
oh, I don't doubt that.
And
at
I don't
all.
Think, yeah. I don't think you're 72 years old still doing that job if you don't love coaching.
Yeah.
It's just not the type of coach the NFL wants anymore, right? Is that, I mean, just Sean Payton obviously is kind of like that, I guess, this aggressive, you know, kind of undress your players on the side of the field. That's not, players don't want that.
I said yesterday, I believe the setup can work, though, that college programs are, you know, being set up like NFL teams now. You're going to have a GM and basically a cap guy, and you're going to, you know, so you can really set it up like an NFL system, and that makes sense. And if this works at all, you're going to have more and more teams replicating that. I just thought the buyout was really interesting, that before he even coaches a game, it's knocked down from $10 million to $1 million. Yeah. The fact that that North Carolina wasn't a little concerned, you know, that they didn't push back. Maybe they did push back, but that's a number they agreed to. You probably would like in the first 2 years to have that buyout staying around $8 to $10 million.
But like, if it's Bill Belichick, you got to just like, he's 72.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think like he's getting plucked by Alabama next year.
No,
LSU
no.
Next year, which when you're in college, that's the thing you're more worried about, is the buyout for your college coach who's going to go to a better college program, especially if you're UNC. I mean, I think Bill's, this is it. This is his last coaching job. He's going to coach in North Carolina. When he's done coaching in North Carolina, it's going to be done.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
He's 72.
Yeah, I know he's old. I know. Like,
He's not even on the sideline anywhere when he's 80, right? We all agree.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not going Joe Pa.
Who's the oldest coach? I mean, yeah, Paterno probably?
To ever be coaching football?
Yeah.
Yeah.
College football?
Yeah, I think it was him. Definitely at the time. I mean, I don't know. When did Bill Walsh won a Super Bowl with the Niners and went to college? But I don't know how old Bill Walsh was at the time.
Bill Belichick is the current oldest college football coach, which is not surprising.
Because I believe Bill Walsh, after one of his Super Bowls, he then went to... Yeah, so Bill Walsh in 88, and then he went to Stanford. That was 4 years later, though. I don't know how old Bill Walsh was in 1992.
I mean, probably...
He was 70... Oh, he could have been... Unfortunately, he was 75 when he passed away.
So he's probably in his 60s.
Yeah.
You know, people live longer, you know? Maybe even just Bill is just kind of coached till he's like 90 years old. Who knows?
I mean, he's got a young partner with him. Maybe he's...
I'm telling you, that had
that's
to... I mean,
that's
brought some fresh, you know, fresh life into the man, like, you know?
It felt like all of the media stuff he was doing was to show, hey, I'm not this, you know, strict person. I'm cool, I'm hip, that kind of felt like.
Yes. What the hell do you talk about with someone who is 50 years younger than you?
I don't think they're talking
you,
much.
You remember the...
I think
you
Drew's,
remember the Korean
Drew's upstairs would also have a problem.
I mean, dead serious. You remember the Korean War. She wasn't alive during 9/11. What is the common thread between the two of you age-wise?
Maybe she's a big football fan.
Maybe she needs...
She was a former cheerleader. They make them like take like tests
football,
on that.
Football fan.
That's it. Problem solved.
Also, I still, with all the with these relationships, when there's someone that clearly has made a ton of money, is wealthy, someone that is, you know, 40 plus years older, it's a transactional thing as far as I'm concerned. Like, both sides understand what's going on here. Like, I mean, like, we don't have, like, there's no way... She's gorgeous. She's 24. There's no way, like... She's having problems if she needs to, you know, get someone around her age. Okay. So it's rich old dude. I can make this work for however long it works. I think that's what she's saying.
That's not great.
No.
But don't you think? I mean, come on, though. I mean, what else is going on?
I mean, just as long as both people are on board with the arrangement.
Sure that's what I bet you they are. Trying to say is like, hey, he understands. You think he's dumb? You think he's not understanding that, hey, this is. What is she? Someone, is she 24?
I think she's 24. She's going to go get her master's at UNC now.
UNC, yeah.
Good for her, you know?
Hey, yeah. Good for her, I agree.
Primo brought up some other names. It's
Marv
true. Don't
Levy.
Forget, how old was Bill Snyder when he retired? That's a good answer, too.
Marv Levy retired in 1997 when he was 72 years
he's
old.
He's
99 now.
Jeez.
Marv is still around?
He's still
Marv
alive.
Levy's still
we,
alive.
I'm not kidding.
Gosh,
this is
don't
kind
say
of
it. Don't say it, it's Cody. Kind of,
like,
don't
so,
say it.
Over the last couple of years, when we're talking about potential Bills guests to have on during this,
I have his phone number.
We have a contact number, like I do, too. I have a cell phone number, or I had a home phone. Whatever it is, for Marv Levy. And we've talked about, like, what it would be like to have the coach on. And I said we couldn't do it because what if he died when he was on the
show? Oh, my gosh.
Whoa, dude, we can't be the show
right
that
now.
We can't be the show that Marv Levy died on.
Good.
Actually,
forever?
That sounds, I mean, I'm just saying, that sounds like a real opportunity to kind of grow this.
Oh, jeez.
Grow Cody and Gold. If it happens, I don't want it to happen. I'm just saying.
No one
so
would
bad
ever forget
happen
the show name.
So, one final question, Marv. Who do you think is going to win Chiefs and Bills in this AFC title game?
Marv? I don't know where when he's probably just going to the bathroom, and then it turns out, oh, no.
That's so bad, Cody.
All right, let's get to our game predictions brought to you by Volkswagen Lee Summit. We can get up to $8,000 off of MSRP, off of Atlas and Atlas Cross Sports. We're up to $5,000 off T1, Taos, Jettas, and others. My official score prediction, 19-17, 3 weeks in a row. I feel like it's going to be low scoring somehow. Mm-hmm. I think it's hilarious if they won a game 19-17, 3 weeks in a row. So that is my official score prediction.
I'm going to go with 27-21 or 28-21. I can't remember what I said for the video earlier today, but that was the score.
I think it's a 27-21.
Okay, I thought it was 28, but either
know
way, it doesn't matter.
One of those two. You don't like credit for either.
I like the Chiefs winning this game, and I told you guys, I think this will be the most comfortable Chiefs game we've had since week 5. I know that might sound crazy to a lot of people, but I believe Jameis Winston's throwing multiple interceptions. That's the key. That's the difference. The Chiefs defense doesn't force turnovers, and so if all of a sudden they're getting turnovers, then we're talking about the offense getting more possessions than they have the last couple of weeks. I think Kansas City covers for the first time in 7 weeks, 28-27, 21, something like that.
28-17. Chiefs.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to win by a decent amount. I don't think it's close.
True?
Where are you at on this one, buddy?
He thinks the Browns are winning. You can feel it.
He's being quiet over there. He turned his lights off. Can't even see. It's just like a ghost.
I know. I always turn the lights off.
It's just
for the
darker
club
outside.
Yeah. It's going to be 30-27 Browns.
Oh, no.
Jameis puts up 400, 4 touchdowns, 2 picks.
That sounds like
a losing stat line, actually, for Jameis. Wow. So you
30-27.
So you're Browns. Dreaming of a Chiefs loss, Drew. You're dreaming of a Chiefs loss over there.
I'd much rather the AFC North lose because I hate the other teams, but I think that this is gonna be the game where we'll look back and say that was the dud that the Chiefs threw up and they're gonna be fine.
Okay.
They'll lose and then
so far they've only lost to one team and that team has like 10 wins.
Correct.
So
all right, hope everybody has a great weekend. Stefan, thanks for coming
Thank
in, man.
You.
That
Appreciate
was fun.
It.
Good stuff. We'll talk to you guys on Monday right here on Cody and Gold.